We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 9:35. We get set for our third segment, and we've got Dan Watkins, commander over at the VFW Post 1786 and Auxiliary of Manhattan, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on here, and I wanted to bring you on because I know May's usually a busy month here for the VFW with Memorial Day just around the corner, and wanted to kind of see, check in. We haven't checked in a while. How are things over at the VFW?
Well, things are going really good, and I was elected as commander of the post again last month, so everybody stuck with me for another year.
Hey, that's. I think they're lucky to have you.
Yeah, that's what they say. So I'm really honored to do that, and all of our officers are the same this year, so. It's really nice. Got a really good group of folks. Yeah, so getting right down to business. Oh, man. What a year 2021 is for the Manhattan Post. The first biggest thing that I want to announce is April 7th of this year, the Manhattan VFW Post was 90 years old. It was founded April 7th, 1931. I mean, that's pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the places have changed, but the mission's still the same. Our active duty soldiers, our veterans and their families and the community are what's most important to us. So we're looking forward to ramping up this year, and I think that's why we're here today. So one of the big things I know we talked about since 2019, so it's been 2 years, is the Veterans Memorial Walkway at Valley View Cemetery, Valley View Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. That is completed. We are having a ribbon cutting ceremony on May 27th at 10 a.m.
Okay, very good.
That's a really, really, really big project, and it's been going on a long time. It was actually started by the Men's Auxiliary, which doesn't exist anymore, many years before I came here. So it's really nice. And if somebody has a veteran or active duty soldier, they do not have to be deceased. There will be information available at the ribbon cutting for them to purchase a brick for the walkway.
Now, if people aren't familiar with that cemetery, where's that located at?
On Highway 24, Green Valley area.
Okay.
It's just past the Green Valley turnoff, and there's just right there on the right. And I don't have the address off the top of my head, but you can't miss it. It's right there on the right after Dara's 24 and Green Valley, right there on the right-hand side.
Okay. Well, that's a neat project. I'm glad you guys got that completed. What time will that be on the 27th?
27th is going to be at 10 a.m. and it's going to be really short, about 15, 20 minutes.
All right. Well, we'll put that on our calendar. And just a few days after that, of course, is Memorial Day. You got any plans for that?
Yes. So Valley View is one of is the cemetery that the Post has adopted to put flag placement on all of the graves. That's going to be May 30th, Sunday at 1 o'clock. And all it is come out, you'll get a handful of flags, and people can place flags on the graves of the veterans that are out there. And I know, I want to say there's 130, 140 out there that are veterans' graves. So anybody that wants to come out can come out. It's just kind of a good time to be humbled by putting the flags on there, and really a good time. It's kind of humbling to do that. So yeah. That's the 30th. And the next one, of course, is our big Memorial Day ceremony and memorial lunch. That's going to be Memorial Day at 11 o'clock. And we will have our memorial meal following the ceremony. And I'm also looking for anybody that's active duty or a veteran that would like to be part of the ceremony with the rifle team. We have a few people that have stepped up, but would love to get some more to come out to that and be part of the rifle team. So we had a really good one last year.
Awesome. And so how do people get involved with that? They just need to contact you?
Yeah, they can just send a message to our Facebook page. VFW Post 1786 in Auxiliary of Manhattan. And one of us will get back to them as soon as possible. So, and let's see, we got the 30 years. Oh yeah, we'll get to that one in a second here. May 17th at 7 p.m. Of course, the third Monday is our meeting. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Not that I'm greedy, but I got an email yesterday from one of the state officers, and our post needs 8 people to make 100%. We need 8 new members to make 100%, and this will be the second time since I've been here since 2018, and we made 100%. So if somebody's out there on the fence, get a hold of the Facebook page, show up Monday at 7. We'd love to have you become a part of our post and actually, you know, what we do.
I was going to say, it's such an important group there, and you guys make it a lot of fun for those guys who join you.
Oh, yeah. As long as you're ready to hit the ground running, because we're really amping it up this year. And I've got one more event. We'll talk about it as we get closer to it. September 11th will be our first annual. It'll actually be the second Patriots March. That's 26.2 miles. And that one's going to be in the Manhattan area. We're working on getting the route hammered out because we've got 3 so far. And it's kind of the vote's the easy one, not like the one we had last year. Which I did, by the way. Oh yeah, and we'll keep everybody updated on that. A lot of support so far for that one. And last but not least, there are some really important veterans that I want to talk about. As everybody knows, this year is the 30th anniversary of the Persian Gulf War, which is my era. That's where I went. But one of the things that people aren't realizing is that 20 years ago, the war on terror, Afghanistan started this year. So there's 20 years there. You know, this is the 20th anniversary of that. We still have troops there. And last but not least, it's been 18 years since Iraq started. So I just want to let all those veterans know, welcome home. You're not forgotten. And if you need anything, contact our Facebook page. We'll be more than happy to get with you. Our service officers are great. You have questions about VA benefits or whatever, let us know. We'll be more than honored and happy to help you. So that's what's going on so far, at least this month.
All right. Well, busy month, and you guys do so much good here for our local veterans, and we really appreciate getting these updates and looking forward to these great events you have here, especially in the month of May, but also later on this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just to remind everybody, the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, because I know there's still people that get it confused, Memorial Day is for everybody that is dead. Veterans Day is for everybody that is still alive. So Memorial Day is honoring those that either paid the ultimate price or served. So that being said, I think that's all I got for today.
All right. Well, Dan, appreciate you filling us in, and we'll look forward to chatting with you here in just a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We'll connect again before Memorial weekend and kind of update everybody. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate it as well. That's Dan Watkins, commander of VFW Post 1786 here in Manhattan. Stay tuned. Gina Scrogg is going to join us next from downtown Manhattan.